Hello there. My name is Stuart Fernie, and I want to welcome you to my series of reflections on characters and themes in some of my favourite films. I will also present thoughts on a handful of literary works, and there may be the odd vaguely philosophical piece as well. On this occasion, I'll be discussing characters and themes in The Magnificent Seven, directed by John Sturges and starring Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen and Eli Wallach. The premise of the film is very simple. Good versus bad. On the one hand, we have bullying, violent and selfish bandidos, and on the other, we have honest, hard-working farmers who decide to make a stand for principle and against tyranny. They set out to buy guns to defend themselves, but hire men instead. And so we have the makings of a good action-adventure film. However, The Magnificent Seven is so much more than that, and great fun though they may be, it is not the action sequences that remain memorable long after the end of the film, but the quieter and more thoughtful scenes in which the Seven discuss or discover their feelings and motivations. This is, in my opinion, the key to the success of this film, the evolution of the characters. In fact, I would go so far as to say that this is a drama in the guise of an action film. The script is very clever in that the Seven are clearly drawn, with each showing a different motive for involvement in the defence of the village, while also advancing the narrative at a fairly brisk pace. However, along the way, time is made to deal with other matters, such as the way in which civilization was developing, leaving little or no place for hired guns whose previous assistance helped create the situation where civilization became possible. Indeed, their very existence is becoming an embarrassment to the very forces of law they helped establish. It is essential to note that these men are not immoral killers, but hired guns or mercenaries who sell their skills, skills which were required at a time when law and order were not the norm. There are a considerable number of reflections on the lives these men lead, mostly regretful, revealing a sad and often lonely existence, and evoking sympathy and admiration in the audience as they pursue their objective in spite of their social rejection, and as they discover the reward of fighting for a cause or one another rather than financial gain. Clearly, we have come across our heroes, with the possible exception of Chico, at a time in their careers when they need something more than the mere excitement of action and the lure of money, or have reached a stage where reflection is catching up on previous actions. As in life, timing is as important as skill and ability, and the farmers happen to be in the right place at the right time when they meet Chris, Vin and the others, just as they, the Seven, are open to admire the courage and determination of the farmers who invest in the future as they patiently cultivate the land and watch things grow, while the Seven live from day to day as they get involved in often petty squabbles and fights, which will ultimately lead to their own, perhaps pointless, demise. That the script deals well with all these aspects of life is admirable, but that it does so with great humour and a sense of camaraderie and fun is quite magical. For me, the essential ingredient in making this at times existential drama so entertaining is the injection of humour. This is perhaps not the first Western to look at the profession of the gunfighter, but I think it was probably the first to make such existential thoughts and considerations fashionable and fun. The humour makes the characters all the more human, and that in turn makes their positions all the more touching and thought-provoking. Of course, it also serves to make the whole very entertaining and engaging. It would be possible to analyse every scene of the film to try to illustrate these points, but I think that looking at one sequence would be sufficient. The superbly conceived funeral sequence near the beginning of the film not only provides us with an excellent exposition, but it also encapsulates the feel of the entire film and lets us know exactly what to expect. A man has dropped dead in the street and is to be buried in Boot Hill. However, an opinionated minority are refusing to allow the burial to take place because the dead man was an Indian. Chris, aided by Vin, offers to drive the cart up the hill in order to get things moving. On the way there and at the top of the hill, they deal with a few troublemakers before returning triumphant to the delight of onlookers. And so we have gunfighters working without pay for a cause, in an apparently simple act of driving a cart, but they're actually making a stand against racism, helping out the silent but frightened majority. The baddies outnumber our heroes, who have paired up and formed an instant and professional camaraderie, but they win the day through skill and courage. On their return, we're told this is a time of change, and while the salesmen who paid for the burial head off to pursue their mundane lives, swearing they will never forget the stuff of legends they have just witnessed, our heroes are left wondering what the future holds for them. The excitement of the buggy ride and their triumphant return are punctuated by humour and fun, yet it is tinged with sadness and foreboding as our heroes discuss the options now open to them, working as a clerk in a grocery store, or drifting aimlessly looking for action as people settle down. To me, this scene introduces and also sums up the themes of the film. Perhaps our heroes are looking for redemption, perhaps they're just tired, or perhaps they themselves feel the need to settle down. The feelings and perhaps the destiny of this dying and adventurous breed are famously summed up at the end of the film when Chris says that only the farmers have won. Finally, no discussion would be complete without mention of the marvellous music by Elmer Bernstein. Music which not only captures and enhances the excitement of the action sequences, but also the more poignant and reflective moments. My thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you found it of some value. Please join me again soon for discussion of more films and books.